It is time once again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. So go get your Bible, and we're going to begin a new series of studies this morning talking about our Lord Jesus as a missionary. When you think about a missionary, as someone that leaves their home and goes into a far country to seek and to save the lost, then certainly we could compare that to Jesus, who left heaven and came to earth to seek and to save us. The greatest missionary there ever was, if we consider it in that kind of a analogy. There's going to be three texts for this lesson: Matthew chapter 9, 35 through 38, Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, and John 3, 16 and 17. And we'll be reading those texts in just a moment. We're looking at a Sunday school lesson that was written for the Sunday schools and Bible classes of November the 18th, 1923, written by E. A. Elam. And while you're turning and getting your Bible and turning to Matthew 9, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's look at our text. Our Lord Jesus as a missionary. Matthew chapter 9, 35 through 38. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of disease and all manner of sickness. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were distressed and scattered, as sheep having not a shepherd. Then said he to his disciples, "The harvest indeed is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he send forth laborers into his harvest." The next text is Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. And it came to pass soon afterward that he went about through the cities and villages, preaching and bringing the good tidings of the kingdom of God, and with him the 12, and certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary that was called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Chusas, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who ministered unto them of their substance. The third text is John chapter 3 and verse 16 and 17. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God sent not his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him." And so the golden text is that beautiful passage that almost everyone can quote from memory. John chapter 3 and verse 16. "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life." There is a devotional reading for this Sunday school lesson. It is the 40th Psalm. And I'll read that at this time. It has an inscription: "For the chief musician, a psalm of David. I waited patiently for Jehovah, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in Jehovah. Blessed is the man that maketh Jehovah his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor turn as or such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Jehovah, my God, are the wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be set in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou hast no delight in. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings hast thou not required. Then said I, Lo, I am come. In the roll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have proclaimed glad tidings of righteousness in the great assembly. Lo, I will not refrain my lips, O Jehovah, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great assembly. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Jehovah. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to look up. They're more than the hairs of my head, and my heart hath failed me. Oh, please, O Jehovah, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Jehovah. Let them be put to shame and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be turned backward and brought to dishonor that delight in my hurt. Let them be desolate by the reason of their shame that say unto me, Ah, aha! Let those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, Jehovah, be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Now let's get into the substance of this lesson. There is a geographical note. It's sort of a general note. It says that Cana in Galilee is a village a few miles north of Nazareth and celebrated for being the place where Jesus performed his first miracle. And in the introduction, it says that Jesus is the greatest of all missionaries. Jesus is the greatest of all missionaries because his mission is inestimably greater than that of all others. God sent Jesus into the world, John 17:18, and that says, As thou didst send me into the world, even so send I them into the world. So God sent Jesus into the world, sent him down from heaven to the sin-cursed earth, to become a servant in the form of man, to be tempted as men are tempted, to suffer, to shed his blood, to die, to conquer death, to destroy Satan, to return to heaven as King of kings and Lord of lords, to ever live and make intercession for all who obey him and turn to him for eternal salvation, and to bring that eternal salvation to all who wait for him. We read in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 28. So Christ also, having been once offered to bear the sins of many, shall appear a second time apart from sin to them that wait for him unto salvation. Hence, he is the only Savior of the world. God sent him to seek and to save the lost, and to call sinners to repentance, and redeem all his new spiritual creation from the curse of sin. We read in Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 25, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed to usward. For the earnest expectation of the creation waiteth for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subject to vanity, not of its own, but by reason of him who subjected it in hope. that the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the liberty of the glory of the children of God. Jesus came into his own accord too, and came to do God's will, and not his own. John chapter 6 and verse 38, "For I am come down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me." While here he sought not his own pleasure, but he always did that which pleased God. In John 8 and verse 29 we read, "And he that sent me is with me. He hath not left me alone, for I do always the things that are pleasing to him." As he spake these things, many believed on him. And we read in Romans chapter 15, 18 through 25, "For I will not dare to speak anything save those which Christ wrought through me, for the obedience of the Gentiles by word and deed, and the power of signs and wonders, and the power of the Holy Spirit, so that from Jerusalem and round about even to Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ, yea, making it my aim so to preach the gospel, not where Christ was already named, but that I might not build upon another man's foundation. But as it is written, they shall see to whom tidings of him came, and they who have not heard shall understand. Wherefore also I was hindered these many times from coming to you, but now, having no more any place in these regions, and having these many years a longing to come unto you, whensoever I go to Spain, for I hope to see you in my journey, and be brought on my way thitherward by you, if first in some measure I shall be satisfied with your company. But now, I say, I go to Jerusalem, ministering unto the saints." Jesus teaches all to deny themselves and take up their cross and follow him, just as Paul did. No religious organization or missionary society pledged Jesus and his disciples a support in easy positions of places of preferment and honor among men. He was cared for as he had need, as this lesson shows, and finally was exalted to the right hand of God and above angels, principalities, and powers, and was given a name that is above every name. Angels worshipped him. We read about Jesus' missionary journeys. We're familiar with Paul's three missionary journeys, but as we look at Jesus and what we did, it's possible to divide his earthly ministry into three missionary journeys as well. They were much more confined than that of Paul. Jesus' first and second missionary tours are what follows. Jesus' public ministry began after his baptism and temptation. He went to Galilee, to the Jordan, to be baptized by John the Baptist. Soon after this, he returned to Galilee with a few disciples he had gathered at that time. Much of his work before and after the time of this lesson was done in Galilee. In Cana of Galilee, soon after he was baptized, he performed his first miracle. He then made a short visit to Capernaum. We read about that visit in John chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. It is estimated by some that that was in the year of 27 A.D. And in the spring of that year, then he attended the Passover at Jerusalem and cleansed the temple for the first time and preached to Nicodemus and spent the summer and fall preaching and baptizing in Judea. John 2:13 and John 3:24. The first of that winter he returned to Galilee and converted the woman at Jacob's well along the way. John 4 verses 1 through 43. He remained in Galilee, it seemed, until the spring of A.D. 28, where he attended a feast at Jerusalem, supposed by many to be the Passover. He soon returned to Galilee and was rejected at Nazareth, removed to Capernaum, called his disciples to be fishers of men, and did many miracles and hence made his first general missionary circuit through Galilee.